Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignments from over the weekend on Friday. As you read over how suffering happens for you, can you get a sense of the karma behind this issue? What beliefs, assumptions, projections, behavior do you consistently choose that result in suffering? Example, the suffering comes from believing that my well-being and safety are conditional. If I follow the rules and everyone else does too, things are going to go well. The karma is that I keep getting upset when rules are not being followed or rely on external constructs to feel safe rather than confront my fears and be present to how life is. RL, what you see. Then on Saturday, we're conditioned to be a human sacrifice. We're sacrificed to maintain ego. What of you is sacrificed when the karma is chosen? What are you not allowed to see, to feel, to have, to be? RL, what you see. And then on Sunday, what would you have to let go of? What would you have to give up, surrender, lose interest in for the karma not to be maintained? The obvious answer is ego, but what aspect of ego? Example, I would have to let go my desire to be protected from what I classify as unpredictable, unsafe, or uncomfortable in life. RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. This is Todd in Seattle, Washington.
Well, hello, Todd.
Hi
what
there.
Are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing how much appreciation I have for this practitioner. What I've been doing is not only did I sign up for kind of the weekly text, the daily text, which has helped me kind of stay accountable to the daily assignments, which has just been imperative for me to do every day. And then that combined with coaching and recording and listening, I've also been doing something really cool where I'm listening to my recordings, like, and I loop them and I listen to them all through the night. So, like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night where the voices typically terrorize me, and I'll hear my voice, and it's just, like, comforting, and then I'll just fall back asleep. just meditation every day. And so I remember I called one time and talked about, because I'm relatively new to practice, and I talked about being proud of myself and just kind of learning from you and Ashwini that kind of the shift in that is just really being happy for myself, like really being happy for him. And so, So anyway, that,
and really just grateful, really grateful to that practitioner, really grateful we don't need to define what it is, but whatever it is in you that said, I don't want to suffer anymore. I'm going to do whatever it takes not to suffer. I'm going to save this guy if I can.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Clearly you can.
Yeah. And yeah. So it's just been really exciting. And then it's just been so clear to me how if I don't, kind of like you said, give it as much as we got, because if I don't do all those different pieces, it's so easy for me to get bamboozled and fall off the,
the practice wagon. Yeah. Yeah.
And
because Todd, the thing that you're articulating so beautifully is ego is giving it everything it's got all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right through the night. You might be trying to sleep, but ego isn't. Right? Ego's tapping you on the shoulder and going, "Wake up, I have some terror for you."
Yeah.
And so for you to meet that with everything you've got. And of course, what we're fond of noting in practice is what ego's got is finite. What you've got, what you are, is infinite. So there really is no contest. As soon as we get to that point of realizing, yeah, but I've got to show up. I've got to take advantage of everything that is going for this human being. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you,
sir.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, no. Thank you so much. I just, so happy. So, go happy.
Good. Go happy. All right. Thanks, Todd.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Gotcha. Bye-bye.
Gotcha. Bye-bye.
Oh, Ashwini, are you talking on mute?
I believe I am. So how about I bring on the next caller? And well, that way they can talk.
Uh-huh. Unmuted. And then you'll tell us in a little bit what you were talking about.
Yes, all right. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Tony from Athens.
Well, hello, Tony. What are you seeing?
Wow, it's just such a, even though I'm used to it, it's still always such a jolt when I get unmuted.
And Tony, isn't it like all of you are suddenly here?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So even though I think I'm here, seems like I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here. And then no, I'm really here. And of course, ego sees that as a problem because ego is not ready. But the heart doesn't see that as a problem because we don't really want ego to be ready.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm excited. First of all, I was just 2-3 days behind, and I made the commitment to put in at least 30 minutes. I got all caught up, and then in doing that, it was great. And then what I saw of what I need to let go of just feels very liberating to let go of this that I saw.
Are you going to say what that is?
Yes. So what I got to, and it's interesting, it seems like I almost always get to this, that what I need to let go of is this, that I caused this, that I can control it, that I can fix it,
really?
That I can prevent it from anyone internally or externally getting really angry at me or really disappointed in me.
Yeah. You're right. Because it only ego plays those roles, right?
Mm.
Only ego gets really upset with you. Ego projects that out onto other people. Ego claims that other people could be angry or disappointed in you. Ego claims that it is, which of course it isn't. Its whole focus is on getting you to do things and feel things that it can then say it's upset or disappointed about. I mean, that's its whole deal. So yes, letting that go, absolutely. Because we can't, can we? We have no control. We cannot prevent anything. We certainly can't change the past as we've established. No, actually, no. And thank goodness, because realizing that puts ego out of business.
Gosh. Yeah.
Which is what you saw, right?
Yeah.
That's actually what you got out of that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's that's how it keeps the whole karmic process going, is, you know, and it's not even as much external people, because
nobody says that. Nobody does that. In fact, Tony, I've known you for a long time. What external people, the feedback you get from external people is, you're a wonderful human being.
Mm.
Isn't it?
So,
now, I know,
well,
ego doesn't want you to acknowledge that, but it's true that you're kind and you're thoughtful and you're sensitive and you're creative and you're a good, kind, lovely person. That's what you get from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Only the voice in the head that gives us that other information.
Yes. And it just holds that over me and, you know, tries to get me to do all kinds of things with that in mind. And so by letting that go, but letting it go mostly internally, that you know, I have to listen to it.
Yeah, and you know, Tony, what just dropped in for me that I'll tell you is that as a way, as a practice around that, to just simply say, I don't care. What's important to me is to be loving. So I'm just gonna be loving. I don't care. I don't care about any of that. I don't care what's wrong, or I don't care about that. I don't want to focus on that. I want to be loving.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm going to, because I have a recording of just, you know, just how tremendously loved, I'm giving tremendous love to this human being. And I'm going to add.
Because you are loved.
Yes. And really take it in.
And you want to share that. You want to share that. That's all that matters to you. And, of course, what you're going to find out is that's what you're already doing. But that's okay. That's all right. I don't want to give anything away. Spoiler alert. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go Bye. Happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Tony. Sherry, what dropped in that conversation is the extent to which we have to move out of where we are in order to acknowledge what is true. That as long as, I mean, that's why we're encouraging folks to recognize the karma and give it up, right? Give it up, not just simply, give it up in that sense of actually surrendering it. Because within that karma, I will always be disappointing. I will always harm people. Because that's the belief and that's the response. Within that system, there's nothing I can do to transform the belief.
That's right. But if you go into a dark room, it's always going to be dark.
Right. Yeah. We have to learn how to train ourselves to play on a different board, right? Not engage with ego on its terms, attempting to prove it wrong.
Yes. Yeah. What you're saying is so important, because there's not a person. Let's just say on this call, in this retreat, who is not an extraordinarily good person, and is suffering on a daily, hourly, often moment by moment basis, in a fiction. So trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist is really time and energy consuming.
And impossible.
And impossible. Yeah, we can waste a whole life like that.
Yeah.
And so what we're encouraging us all to do is just drop that. There's no truth to it. Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller. All right. Let's try.
It sounds like there's somebody there, but they can't hear us or we can't hear them.
Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, Sherry. Hello, Ashwini.
Hello. Who's this?
It's Claire from London.
Well, hello, Claire. What are you seeing?
So I put myself in the queue because I'm feeling a bit all over the place. I don't have a clue what I'm going to say. So I thought that was a good moment to put myself in the queue as regards control.
I just want to applaud that, because what you're meant to do when you're all over the place and you have no idea what you might say about any of it, people hear a voice that says, for God's sake, don't put yourself in the queue. And so to hear that and go, oh, right, I need to put myself in a queue. There's a queue. I'll put myself in that one.
Yeah. yes. Well, having said that.
And Claire, enjoying the freedom of it. Right?
Yes.
That's the other lie. We don't have to have anything to say. The moment has plenty for us to look at and realize and be present to and acknowledge. Talk about it if we want to. We've got plenty. We don't have to have an ego story to tell.
Yes. yes. I'm trying to stay with that, but I'm feeling a bit panicky, I have to say.
Well, we could talk about that.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, to just reveal, to reveal what ego does to us, right?
Yeah.
Because all that is, Claire, is a tremendous amount of energy that we feel when we're present. It's like Tony talking about the when you're unmuted, right? It's the all that is I am completely present in this moment to all of the energy that is here for me. Ego says, well, that's panic. Well, what if we don't call it that? What if it's just a whole lot of energy? What if it's enlightenment?
Yes. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, this, this is fantastic, actually. Yeah. Because normally when
this is where we want
to
live, right? Yeah. This is where we want to live. It, feeling like this, I am lit up.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, in practice, we talk about, so people then, of course, the voice comes in, all right, good. All right, we've established this. Now what do I do? Well, the answer that we always offer is, well, just twinkle.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. Just feel it. Just be with it. That's what's animating us. Just be with it. You don't have to do anything with it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it feels a bit upsetting as well, actually.
Well, ego is very upset. I mean, what if you did this all the time, for God's sake? What if you always lived like this, Claire? What would happen? Well, you'd be happy all the time. Oh, my God.
Yes.
We can't have that.
Yeah. What would happen is that I would be able to be emotional in a spontaneous way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You would just express whatever life offers you in the moment. However you're animated in the moment, that's what you would be with and that's what you would express. And ego says, oh my God, no. No, that's horrible. You can't do that. Hey, kids. Feels great.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we did quite well, don't you, with nothing to talk about?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, go happy, okay?
Yeah. Can I just ask you something?
Sure.
So what ego says to me in this kind of situation is, if you're spontaneous, what will happen is that you will just express anger.
Okay. Good. You'll learn a lot. How else are you going to deal with anger?
Yeah, I don't know.
ego says by repressing it, you're going to repress it out of existence. And what Tony just pointed out is, actually, no. That doesn't work. Because all of it is just, it's just a conversation in the head. So, you know, if you feel what ego calls anger, and you express that, what you're going to see, and I promise you this, being something of an expert on the subject, what you're going to experience is a whole lot of energy. And that as you begin to let that energy be there for life, then that energy is going to be things like happiness and caring and that dreaded word, service.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and risk it. You can handle it.
Thanks, Sherry. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Anytime. Take good care of yourself.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Claire. We're so controlled, Sherry, that we're told that the worst thing that can happen is to be out of control. It's such a one of those sleight of hands way of controlling us.
Yes. Ego's out of control. right? When we're spontaneous, ego is out of control. We're not. Yeah. We never had any control.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you there? Who's this? We can hear you.
Hi, it's Mark.
Who are you?
In Arizona.
Hello, Mark.
I was so totally unprepared that I didn't know what to
good,
do with
good.
The phone.
Good, good, excellent.
So, apropos, I'm loving this conversation because it so suits what's happening with me at this time and place. And it's, I read something yesterday. The writer referred to the liminal moment. And the writer's referring to a time when you have no idea what's happening. You're kind of in between, you know, something dramatic has happened in your life and you don't know what is going to happen next. And of course that's ego, right?
Well, and of course we would have to designate every moment as the liminal moment.
Amen.
Because we never know. We never know. All that's happening again, which I'm sure is what you're noticing, is that we're present for what's actually going on.
Right. Right. And the story that I've bought for a very long time, because I for probably 30 or 40 years played what I would call free jazz, which meant that I would not follow any structures, whatever, just play whatever happens. And I've found in the last couple years that actually, if I put structure to it, I'm even more free.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
absolutely.
It's the process. It's like this process that's going on where there is this life energy. It's ebullient, and it is full of magic.
Mark, your
totally
phone
outside.
Is doing all kinds of things. Can you just sit down with it for a second? And
it's on its
own little
can
path.
You hear me now? Can you hear
yes.
me now? It's better?
Yep.
Yeah. I turned off the speaker, or I didn't, my partner.
Oh, very good.
And so there's this place where it's, I would describe it because of my own kind of bizarreness, that the muse is descended upon me. It's life. It's not anything special mm-hmm. beyond life, and
right.
which is probably pretty special all by itself. So, and but
that's
what's
right.
really
it is all that is special, but we so seldom
yeah.
attend to it that when we attend to it, we designate it as special. Yeah.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. of course, as we with the previous caller, right now my heart is beating. I'm full of energy. I'm full of that life. It comes out in the tenor of the voice. And so when that energy's there and I'm playing music, because I've now paid attention to structure, it gives me this kind of, it's kind of like balancing while walking on a train rail. You know, you have
yeah.
to pay attention to the structure because that's part of the deal, but it doesn't hold you back. It merely provides like something to walk on, and I'm paying attention to the structure of the instrument and the places where it requires extra attention because it would, in order for it to come out, and I'm trying to allow this life force to have the greatest amount of expression. And in doing
okay.
so, right?
Yeah.
And
so two things about that, Mark. Two things
yeah.
about that. One, and both of them are terribly zen, okay? Just terribly zen.
Yeah.
So the first one is that people are taught to meditate counting the breath.
Yeah.
And one of the great benefits of that is it gives conditioned mind something to do.
Right.
It's the structure. when you go into the things that Zen is so famous for, whether it's flower arranging or tea ceremonies or any of those kinds of things, it's tremendous. It is so structured. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so what's required is you cannot lose attention for a split second,
right.
Which means, of course, there's no attention for ego, which to me is
right.
what you're describing.
Right. That's right. And the experience of that is amazing.
It's why people do bizarre things like rock climbing.
Yeah.
Right?
Skydiving.
With no ropes. Well, there you got a parachute. But it's although it might not open, so there is that. But it's that place where it happens so seldom. I wonder how much, of course, people are responding to the virus in that way, where you could lose attention for a split second, and the result would be that you would die because you forgot to, whatever it is, put your mask on or pull your mask up or wash your hands or whatever it is. And so when the stakes are very, very high like that, we know we cannot let ego be a part of this. We just can't.
Right.
But most of the time, it's fine. It's not that big a deal. There's really nothing. Sure, let ego run the show. And, of course, what we don't realize is the level of suffering that we experience for that decision, that choice.
Right, right. And I get told lots of things that would lead me. But, because this experience is so beautiful for me, I would, if you ask me, there are two things in each day that I absolutely must do, and it's how I maintain, I will tell you it's how I maintain my sanity. It's not really true, but it's a good idea. And one of them is to meditate, and the other is to play music.
Yes. And Mark, I project that what you're seeing in this, or I'll suggest it and then you'll see it, okay?
Okay.
Why live there twice a day when you could live there every moment of your life?
Right. And this was what the writer said yesterday evening, as I read, that people who are spiritual or who are mystics, in his words, it's mystics, that's what they aspire to. And I thought,
of course,
exactly what you just said. I think, well, okay, we could do this three times a day. We could stop
well,
and
Mark,
play a little music.
Mark, here's the thing. This is the real deal here, okay?
Yeah.
What you're practicing has nothing to do with music. It actually has nothing to do with meditation. What you're seeing is how that happens. Where you go. What's going on with you when that happens? And then that's where you practice living.
Yeah. I totally hear you. I totally hear you. I really hear you. So this is an issue that I have been concentrating on for maybe most of my adult life, but certainly recently. And
you're closing in.
I'm closing in because I can see that I actually, when it comes time to play music, I set it up. In other words, when I was studying theater and I was going to do a show, you would go to the theater early, like an hour, some people 2 hours, and you would sit and you would do makeup. And in the entire time that you were doing that, you were preparing for what it is we're just describing.
That's exactly
well,
right.
Well, at one point, I did a play, and the director said, "We don't have time for that. I'll give you 30 seconds." Like you did yesterday or the day before when you talked about, you don't have to spend all that time on that. Give yourself 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 seconds was all I needed.
That's exactly right.
Maybe I only need 2 seconds. Who knows?
Well,
I might not need
that's
need
right. Or, that's exactly right. And maybe we don't need to wait until a life-threatening situation to prove to ourselves that we can be in the moment, in every moment.
All right. Pretty good.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, both of you. Yeah.
Yay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark. And Jerry, that brings us to the end of the show, our assignment for today. The karmic conversation holds the key. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. Assignment: what is revealed to you through the karmic conversation? RL, what you see. Example: being here is the safest place to be. I can't see that because the conversation is focused on the lack of safety and convinces me the way to be safe is by controlling the externals, people and environment.
So good, isn't it? All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you,
Sherry. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.